Today we're going to be talking about our Pioneer Toolbox, how to build a Pioneer Holiness Church. We hope this would help other Pioneer Works to build the Kingdom of God. Now today we have Brother Boyd with us from Sterlington, Louisiana, from the Sterlington Holiness Tabernacle. Now, Brother Boyd, how many years have you been building your current Pioneer work?
We're working on 20 years. We were there 19 years in September.
Now, this is a new work you're digging out, or a brand new work, or did you dig it up from scratch? Or
yes, sir. It was a brand new work. We dug it up from scratch. Just felt like going to Louisiana. God led us to feel that that was the place for us to be.
Are you full time in ministry, and if so, how many years?
Yes, I'm full time, and we're working on 20 years. And I have probably been full-time close to 19 years. It was 5 months into the Pioneer work that I was already able to go full-time. It was quite a miracle.
What made you want to build a Pioneer work?
Well, I had some situations in my life that at the time I was hauling freight, and I felt like that God began to deal with me about pioneering a church. And out of the blue one day, a boy that went to my home church, John Dixon, asked me if I'd ever thought of pioneering a church. And I said, John, I said, yeah, I've kind of been thinking about that. He said, well, there's a church in Homer, Louisiana, that they are looking for somebody to start the church back up. So that wouldn't have really maybe been a pioneer church, but it shut down. They had the building. Well, I called a friend of mine, Chris Farley, and asked him if he knew about that church. He said, I do. So why don't you come over this weekend and I'll take you out there to see it. Well, I went over to Marion, Louisiana. We drove over to Homer. And this church was way out in the country. I mean, nothing around. And of course, Chris was kind of mocking me, saying, well, this is a great metropolis, man. This looks like a great place to build a church. And I was like, you know, Chris, this is not it. He said, but I know a church in Sterlington, a building that I drive by almost every day on my way to Monroe. He said, it's right there on a busy highway. It's a little building. He said, I think it'd be a perfect place for a church. And I said, well, let's go check it out. So we did. And when we got there, when I walked up to the doors and I looked in, I just felt the Spirit of the Lord say, this is it. This is where I want you to be. And at that time, they had just leased it out to another group of people. But because the man that owned the building was of a holiness background, he seen me and my wife and decided that he wanted us to have the church. And so somehow he got out of his deal with these other people and leased the church to us.
Brother Boyd, what type of outreaches have you done since you began your work there? For example, say bus, hospital, nursing home, jail, knocking on doors, etc.
Every one of them. We've done that extensively. Really, there at the church, I've just basically put boots on the ground. And we've got a nursing home ministry today. We've got a jail ministry today. We also have street ministry. I have several guys that go out on the street and preach and track a lot of stuff. I have one brother in my church that tracks. He's really into getting the gospel out. So really, every avenue that we can, we try to occupy it and do it.
What would you say was your most successful outreach to build the church?
Well, this is basic. Prayer and fasting was what I really did. I just prayed, fasted, studied, tried to be anointed when I preach, and my family. Of course, my girls were little then, but tried to be anointed. Shay, my wife, as she sung, we did all that, and I really had a miracle on that. When I first got there, funds were tough. And matter of fact, my pastor gave me 1 year. He said, I'll give you 1 year. If you got it up, we'll go with it. If not, you're basically, you know, on your own. And like I said, the Lord did everything in about 5 or 6 months. It was a great miracle. But one of the greatest miracles to me was when we got a check from the IRS. I had had some issues when I first filed my taxes. The tax man had forgot a certain tax. Well, 3 or 4 years later, they come back and, you know, and I had to pay that, and I was paying that out and, you know, had tried to appeal it. But anyway, so all of a sudden the check comes in the mail. So I thought, well, they must have had a change of heart. So I called my dad. I said, Dad, I got a check from the IRS. What would you do? He said, cash it. I told my father-in-law, and he said, cash it. And so we did. Well, about 3 months later, I got another check from the IRS, and they had sent this check to the wrong person. It wasn't supposed to come to me. So they said, well, you're going to owe us. Well, make a long story short, when I filed my taxes that year, the amount almost exactly, I think it was within a couple dollars of the amount they sent me, was what I was getting back on my return. And my tax man, who was a Presbyterian man, he said, Preacher, he said, it looks like the IRS gave you a interest-free loan to build a church. So it was quite a miracle there. But on that incident, I fasted the number of days of the dollars of that. It was $2,100. So I went on a fast right at the beginning of the church, first couple months. And I think that fast was a chain-breaking fast.
What personal advice about their family would you give someone building a new work?
Well, as far as my family, we put our girls to work. They've knocked on doors. They've done nursing homes. We just got them involved right in the pioneer work with us. You know, now Dayla's 19 and Dara's 18 and Kaylee's 14. They know what it is to go to nursing homes still. And I think for a family to pioneer a church is to make it a family work. I think that to me would be the get everybody involved. And that's why it's going to be hard if my girls marry off and they, you know, leave, because they've been my right arm besides my wife.
What three other books besides the Bible would you say help in your ministry in building a church?
The Bible, I made it the book of Acts my model to try to do what the book of Acts was doing, and you know, out of the Bible. So the main book that I use, and I even still do, last year I preached out of the book of Acts. If you're going to build a Pentecostal church, you know, you need to be familiar with the model. So the book of Acts was really something that challenged me. And also, I guess one of the books that challenged me the most was Jim Cimbala's book, Fresh Wind, Fresh Fire. He was telling about his work at Brooklyn Tabernacle, which is really a world-renowned church. But there were a lot of struggles that he had starting out that I could relate to. And probably preeminent, besides the Bible, that book right there touched me a lot. And so I would think, I really don't know of another book that moved me like Cimbala's book did.
That's good. Who would you say was your mentor in helping you in your pioneer work?
Well, really, I don't know that I had a mentor. The man that got behind my vision the most, but he had never really pioneered to work, was Brother Ben Shaw. And he was willing the first year. He took an offering from Fairland that paid half the lease, and then he paid the last half of the lease, which I didn't have no idea he did that until after the fact. And so he was a big support to me. As far as a mentor, really nobody else had pioneered a church that I knew of personally. And so I was on my own. The man that inspired me to build a church and even to go on that fast when I got that money was Brother Mike Metzger from Montana, Missoula, Montana. And he come by our church, which I went to Bible school with Brother Metzger, and he probably inspired me to endeavor to try to pioneer a church.
Brother Boyd, what would be the biggest thing you would do different?
Well, I think I'd be more aggressive in evangelism outside the church walls. I mean, we have knocked on doors, and we've done that faithfully. But I guess by the term aggressive, I mean I would have had probably more tent revivals. I was also on the radio. I was the radio broadcast, The Voice of Pentecost. I would have liked to have done that more aggressively. But the funds, being in the pioneer work, just I couldn't keep it going. So if I had it to do over again, I would have somehow developed a way to have stayed on the radio, writing in the newspaper, all of those things. I think I just would have been a little bit more aggressive outside the church walls, because it's not, we're not the church when we're in the building of stucco and stone or brick or sitting on pews. We are the church at Walmart, at the convenience store, at the post office. And I just would have been a lot more aggressive in evangelizing outside the church walls. Because people want to be, you know, they want to feel like you have compassion, that you listen to them, and that you've got a helping hand. You know, a lot of churches they go to, they feel like they step in, that people treat them like they're a porcupine. But if they can feel the love of God, and I believe the love of God that will be in a church on Sunday morning is because the church has been outside the walls Monday through Saturday.
That's good. Would you, Brother Boyd, would you do it all over again?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's been worth every struggle. You know, I've got a lot of that used to be kids. They're young men now, married with children, that by going there and answering the call, their lives were altered forever. They're not coming to my church. You know, one lives in Savannah, Georgia. One lives in Bristow, Oklahoma. Another's in Texas. But they've got good homes. And they were established because they were in a loving church, an evangelistic church. I'd do it all over again. Yes, I would.
Any other questions you think would to add to help other pioneer works?
Well, yeah, I would say there's going to be lonely times, because there's going to be times you feel isolated. And do your best to find somebody that you can bounce, you know, your vision off of, unload your burdens upon, because pioneer work is hard work. It's lonely work. Plowing a field is difficult. So I think if you know, I've had Brother Barry Gautreaux as a good friend of mine, who we started pioneering our churches at the same time there in Louisiana, and we have helped each other. Iron sharpeneth iron. I think every pioneer pastor has got to find somebody that he can connect with, that understands where he's at. You know, somebody that's took a church that's been established, they're not going to really understand. And I think pioneer pastors are really to be respected, because it is hard work. Brother Barry, he has been a roofer most of his life, and he said pioneer work's the hardest work that he's ever done in his life, and he's a hardworking man. And, you know, Brother Abdias has done that with me and Brother Barry, you know. And so that would be my, Brother Martin, I think, for if I had it to do over again, or if I wanted to give someone a word of wisdom, you got to, two's better than one. Have somebody you can communicate with, or you're going to end up isolating yourself, becoming discouraged, running to zigzag. And you don't want to do that. So find somebody that can be in the trenches with you. And sometimes when you can't fire the weapon, they can fire it for you.
Thank you, Brother Boyd, for helping pioneer works all over the world today. May the Lord continue to bless your family and for your faithfulness and dedication to the holiness movement and the kingdom of God.
Yes, sir. Glad to be here.